Quieta.
Vamos, calmita. What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of the house? Keep the weather out.
Weather board.
What do you call the covered area at the front or the side of a house where some chairs might be placed? Like right out there on the...
On the porch, like an almond?
Mm-hmm. What do you call a small porch that doesn't have a roof?
Sun porch, I guess.
Okay. What do you call a small fenced area next to a barn where the cows are enclosed before milking?
Lot.
Okay. What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
A wall made out of rocks or stone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you mean it for a wall, like?
Uh-huh.
Well, I wouldn't know rather than a wall.
Okay, that's fine. What do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top and you carry water or milk in it and has a handle on it?
Milk pail.
Okay. And what about the same thing if it's made out of metal?
A water bucket.
Okay. What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Fry pan.
Okay. Would you ever call it anything besides a fry pan?
Well, some say skillet.
Is there a difference between a fry pan and a skillet?
I don't find it, but lots of people say skillet, and I usually say fry pan.
Okay. But they're the same thing. Then.
Same thing, I...
What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of where you turn the water on and off?
Faucet.
Okay. And what do you call the same thing that you turn on a barrel?
A barrel of water, the same thing that we turn...
Yeah, the same thing that you turn.
I reckon that would be a faucet too, wouldn't it?
Okay. And what about the same thing if it's out in the yard that water comes out of?
Well, they call it faucet here, I wouldn't know.
Fine. When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them home?
Usually the big bags is where we get out.
Okay. What do you call a large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth?
Sack.
Okay. Would you ever call it a particular kind of sack depending on what it's made out of? Like a crocus sack or a... burlap sack or a toe sack or anything like that?
Well, you could call it burlap, I guess that
okay. Would
answer.
Okay. Have you ever heard people call it a toe sack?
Well, they is toe sacks. I don't know as I ever got grocery in them, but I guess you could.
Well, now, what would you call a kind of sack that 100 pounds of chicken feed or 100 pounds of potatoes might come in?
Now, you call that a toe sack.
Now, that would be the toe sack. So then a toe sack would be a great big
mm-hmm.
one.
Okay. They usually hold 100, 200 pounds, you know, big toe sack with.
Okay. What do you call a small musical instrument that's about that long, about that high, and hold it up to your mouth and blow on it?
I believe their names are really high moniker, but I say French harp.
Okay. Can you play one?
No, I can start a little tune or two, but not much. Not enough to say I could.
I used to have one when I was a child, but I never could do much with it.
I just learned a little bit of it.
What do you call another kind of musical instrument, and it's made out of metal, and it's shaped like that, and you put it up to your
teeth? Juice harp.
Okay.